Hello to you who are beloved of God, beautiful children. I'm so grateful you're listening. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Today, we're praying through Philippians chapter 1, verse 18 in the New Living Translation. And it says this, "But that doesn't matter. Whether their motives are false or genuine, the message about Christ is being preached either way. So I rejoice and I will continue to rejoice." Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, yesterday we looked at these scriptures about people preaching out of selfish ambition, and Paul's response here is it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. And I think about that idea of control in my own life and one of those idols I've been unfortunately following for a very long time, having grown up in a lack of control place. I compensated by control. And in that control, I tried to make everything work. I try and I still try to fit all the boxes together in the correct way, to put the square pegs in the square holes and the round pegs in the round holes, and to just get the ducks in the row, in all a row, and using all the metaphors and the cliches I can think of. I just want to make the world right. And I realize that I can't. That control that I think that I have is an illusion. And I need to let it go. And I pray for those who are struggling with control, especially in the area of relationships, because, Lord, we do want to be able to control the outcome of whether we'll have good relationships with that estranged friend, whether we'll ever reconcile with that parent, whether we'll see our best friend come back to Christ. There's so many different ways that we would love to be able to control relationship, but we can't. We're not you. So forgive us for thinking that we are, and help us to relinquish control, to open our hands and let go of that fist that causes so much pain and stress and worry in our lives. Say, I can't, you can, please help. That's a beautiful six-word prayer we can pray every day. I can't, you can, please help. So help us to pray that today. Thank you that Paul says it doesn't matter. I can't control what other people are doing, whether their motives are false or genuine. The message about Christ is being preached either way, so I rejoice. And Paul's response was, I can't fix the brokenness out there. I can't make people do things correctly, even with the right motives or the wrong motives. I cannot control it. I can't do it either way, so I rejoice. Jesus, I pray for the person today who's having a hard time rejoicing. And maybe if they could talk to me, they would say, you have no idea of what I'm going through. I can't rejoice. This is an impossible situation to rejoice in. And I feel the weight of that, Jesus. I feel the pain of that. And I have been in those places where I cannot find joy. I can't seem to find light. Everything feels dark and heavy and damp. But Lord, I know that there's always that opportunity to choose. There's always that opportunity to look beyond what we see and to see what you're doing behind closed doors up in heaven. Actually, the doors are open and I'm grateful for that. But what you're doing, that you're willing and working behind the scenes, and you're doing things even when we can't see them. Lord, help those of us who are having a hard time rejoicing to remember seasonal living. That some of us may be in that season of winter where so much is happening, but you cannot see it at all. And the seed has fallen into the earth and it has died, and our dream has died and it's gone, and it's never gonna, seems like it is never gonna come out. But then there's springtime. So help us to find joy in the winter, to endure to the resurrection. Help us to begin to see this could just simply be a season and we need to persevere. And Lord, it seems like it's easy to find joy in the springtime. And as the summer comes, when the harvest is there, and we begin to reap all those things that we've been sowing prior. That may seem easy, but we always have the opportunity to choose joy. whether things are going great or bad. And sometimes when things are going great, we don't look to you. We forget you. So when we have a season of springtime and summer, help us not to forget. Help us not to revel in the blessings, but to revel in the blesser. And there are some people today listening who are in the autumn of their life, the fall, and they can see that things are kind of coming to an end. Maybe a dream is finishing up, or a job is ending, or maybe their health is bringing them to a place where they're seeing their mortality and they see that they don't have much time left on earth to live. Even in that season, Lord, I pray that you would give them the supernatural ability to choose joy as Paul did in this passage. Help us to know what it means that rejoicing is not hanging on the hook of circumstance, but it's hanging on the hook of Christ. We can rejoice because of all of what Jesus has done for us. And that we could spend a lifetime only on that one thing, in abandoned worship, arms held high for that very one thing that he has done, which is everything, saved us from ourselves, saved us so that we could be set free to help others come to know him. What a beautiful salvation this is. Bring us joy today. Help us to find joy in small things. Help us to see your hand in the midst of this day. I pray all of this in the beautiful name of Jesus, the name above every name. Amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. So when you can't find joy today, I pray you would unburden yourself through prayer, because God is listening to you, my dear friend.